You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Molly Swagler, the Vice President of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hi, Molly.
Good morning, Emily. Great to be here.
Also with us is Clinton Edminster, the Executive Director of Art Rise Savannah. Hi, Clinton.
Hello.
And the weekend starts off, Clinton, with some art tonight.
Yes, lots of art this weekend. Always lots of art in Savannah over the summer, and this weekend is no exception. The first two things that I'm aware of is Hospice Savannah is having a show called Mixed Media. Local artists include Lisa Crowley, Christina Edwards, and Doris Greeter, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of cool work they put up because they all work in really different types of mediums. And then right up the street on Bull is the grand opening for the Savannah LGBT Center. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m., 1515 Bull Street.
And of course, this weekend is Bastille Day. It's kind of France's version of Independence Day, you know, start of the French Revolution. Mm-hmm. And a couple of our restaurants locally are putting on a big French celebration.
That's right. Even though Bastille Day is tomorrow, tonight you can start the celebrations at 39 Rue de Jean with extended happy hour from 5 to 10 p.m. But there's also going to be stuff going on from Thursday all the way through Saturday at Circa 1875. They're going to be celebrating their anniversary with drink specials, a crepe station, and also you can dress in Moulin Rouge attire. I'm not for sure what that is, but use your imagination and get in the spirit.
And of course, on Friday, there's some more art as well.
There's even more art. Sorry. I apologize for all the people that don't like art.
Who doesn't like
art? This is the wrong town. So, yes, over at Nonfiction Gallery is a show called The Message, which is a group exhibition. There's a closing reception on Friday, and that show is all about the written word in art.
And, of course, there's also some theater this weekend.
Yes, so I'm very excited about this. If you saw the cover of the Connect Savannah, you probably saw one of my favorite fellows, Wesley Pridgen. But Wesley works with the Savannah Stage Company, and they are doing a three-weekend showing of Working, which is a musical which has lots of different vignettes into the working people. And this will take place at the space station at Starlandia. It's $15 or pay what you can. It's Friday and Saturday, I believe, at 8 p.m.
And there's also some theater at Armstrong.
That's right. The Armstrong State University students are going to be putting on a play that was adapted into a play by Steve Martin called The Underpants. And it is a really funny farce that takes you through this whole journey of a conservative couple where the woman loses her underpants in a parade and all the hilarity that ensues around it. So it's a really fun play.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Of course, in Savannah, the birthplace of Juliette Gordon Low, we always see Girl Scouts walking around downtown, but there are going to be a lot more this weekend.
Thousands of Girl Scouts have descended onto Savannah in a really fun and exciting weekend called Quest Fest. And Quest Fest is a three-day festival for Girl Scouts where thousands of are going to be competing in different kinds of activities. The main event is the quest through the historic districts where teams of 10 to 15 are going to be doing some fun things in the squares. So they're going to have a whole weekend of fun. I think there's parts of it that you can be a part of, but definitely keep your eye out for all of those cute Girl Scouts around Savannah this weekend.
And finally, there's a great way to stay fit and also stay cool on Saturday.
That's right. The Summer Soaker 5K on Hutchinson Island. That's where you can bring your water guns and come shoot water at those people who are running the 5K on Hutchinson Island. It's really a lot of fun. You can have fun shooting water at them and also running if you choose to run the 5K as well. So,
Molly Swagler, the Vice President of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Emily, it's a pleasure to be here.
And Clinton Edminster, Executive Director of Art Rise Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.